Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to the Haunted Estate.
Hello, everyone. It is me, your host, Selena Myers. And oh my gosh, I was researching what to do for this episode, and I just realized the room got really dark. And I looked to the left of me, which is my window, and it was so dark, and it just started pouring. And I am just in love. I love dark, dreary raininess. I know that's so stereotypical and just typical of someone like me who would, of course, host a podcast called The Haunted Estate. But anyways, let's get into it. Tonight on The Haunted Estate, your stories, my stories, haunted history, and everything in between. Tonight, we are going to start off with some haunted bed and breakfasts. Their first one is the Foley House Inn, Savannah, Georgia's oldest B&B. The Foley House Inn is just one of the many reasons the city is often called the most haunted city in America. Innkeeper Grant Rogers didn't believe in ghosts before coming to the inn. After 7 years of guests touring similar stories of a man in a top hat walking in the garden or a little girl in the parlor, Grant is now a believer in the paranormal. The ghosts in Foley House Inn are traced back to the original owner, Honoria Foley. Honoria Foley. Legend has it that one night a suspicious boarder attempted to strangle Mrs. Foley. Unable to scream, she beat the attacker over the head with a candlestick. After he fell to the floor, she ran to another guest's room for help. Returning to the bedroom, they discovered the man was dead. Fearful that she would be imprisoned for murder, Miss Foley asked the guests to help her conceal the body in return for free rent. On her deathbed, Miss Foley confided in her friends about the murder, but they never revealed the location of the body. During renovation to expand the property in 1989, human remains were found in the wall. While the remains were never identified, they are believed to be that of the boarder that Miss Foley accidentally murdered. Next, we have Queen Anne Hotel. Originally built as a girls' finishing school following the gold rush, rumor holds that the Queen Anne Hotel still hosts the school's late headmistress. Although no details of her death are known, dozens of guests' accounts speak of Miss Mary Lake appearing in mirrors or being felt in hot or cold spots. The strangest encounter the innkeepers have ever heard is from a guest that involved Miss Mary Lake requesting a plant for her room in the inn. The guest obliged and had one delivered to the hotel the next day. There also is an odd report of Mary snugly tucking napkins into travelers' pockets. While the innkeeper, Michael, has never personally seen the ghosts, guests report encountering spirits at least a couple of times a week. The Miss Mary Lake suite has become the most popular room because of the spirits. Next up, we have the Old Bridge Inn. dating back to 1846, the Old Bridge Inn was originally owned by Dr. Charles Hancock and Nora Duffy. Dr. Hancock was well known to perform surgeries in the kitchen and hold funerals in the dining room. Guests have reported everything from floating objects to being tucked into bed by Miss Duffy, to canes being picked up and twirled around. Recently, a candle holder lost for 4 years reappeared in the middle of a guest room. Two women reported seeing a welcoming bearded gentleman in the dining room who was believed to be a funeral attendant. A ghost cat and the Hancock's family dog, Buttons, have been spotted by guests. Captain Grants. Captain Grants is host to about 10 spirits, situated between two cemeteries, one across the street from one and behind the property. It's no surprise that this inn is frequented by ghosts. Three of the lingering spirits are children, and the remainder are believed to visit from the resting place nearby. Innkeepers Ted and Carol recently had a guest stay that communicated with the spirits. They spoke with a spirit named Deborah Adams, who was just 5 years old. Toward the end of their stay, they asked if there was a way to find her grave.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The graveyard was impassable, so Carol got the groundskeeper to clear the path. About 50 feet into the graveyard, they found Deborah's headstone. Carol's first paranormal experience happened when she was 25. A ghost materialized right in front of her eyes. Last summer, she saw a man in a long-sleeved shirt walking across the housekeeping room. But no one was actually there. Captain Grant celebrates its haunted heritage every year on Halloween by taking guests across the street to visit the cemetery and tell ghost stories by a bonfire with spiked cider. The morning after Halloween, they visit the cemetery behind the house to pay their respects to the spirits. The Salem Inn. Salem is best known for its history of the colonial witch trials. If you're looking for close encounters, don't miss a chance to stay in room 17 at the Salem Inn. Innkeeper Jennifer McAllister reports that about 7 out of 10 guests that stay in room 17 claim that they've had some kind of encounter with a ghost. A psychic recently visited the inn and confirmed that room 17 was indeed haunted by a woman named Elizabeth, abused and killed by her husband in that room. According to the psychic and guest accounts, Elizabeth doesn't typically like when men stay in that room, sometimes taunting them by making lots of noise in the closet or letting her footsteps be heard. But don't let that scare you. Legend has it that if you leave a glass of liquor for Elizabeth, she'll be happy enough to leave you alone. Guests have experienced everything from images of Elizabeth in the room to the sensation of being sat on and unable to get up from bed. The innkeeper also reports that room 17 is notoriously colder than the other rooms, no matter how hard they try to control the temperature.
Call and tell us your ghost story at 1-877-260-3428.
This article has some very amazing pictures of all the different inns, and underneath every single story, you can click see the inn so you can visit their homepage and that kind of thing. So this is definitely, wow, it's Saturday, and my words, not a part of being real today. Anyways, in my book, actually, I have a story about an encounter that I had at a bed and breakfast. It had just opened. It was trying to take guests, but there were some really crazy things happened. So the owners had me come out, and that is the chapter in my book, which will be called The Huntsville House. So make sure to pick that up when it eventually comes out, because, you know, I'm supposed to be writing right now. But what am I doing? Recording a podcast on a day that my words are just, you know, not working at all. Anyways, you can find a link to this at thehauntedestate.com. Click on episode links and there she shall be. Next up, I'm going to go into an article that is titled In the Psychic Town of Lilydale, New York, the veil between life and death is especially thin. So this is chock full of pictures and some really cool history. Let's get into it. Spiritualist communities are a rare thing these days. You shouldn't feel surprised if you've never heard of one. The spiritualist movement was massively popular back in the 1800s, launching the ideal of psychic mediums and pitch dark seances into the public consciousness. But by the mid-1900s, the movement was almost dead, as the ghosts they summoned. But while most spiritualist communities withered away under the heels of skeptic jackaboots, a few pockets remained spread out in the country. Many believers stayed near the birthplace of spiritualism in New York, found in the Cassadaga Lake Free Association. Many others went south and founded their own town of Cassadaga, Florida. As skepticism around the movement grew, the New York branch rebranded their town as Lilydale and slipped away from the public eye. The basic premise behind spiritualism is simple. No one really leaves when they die, and death is simply a change of state. If the living are a melting ice cube, the dead are just water. As such, as the deceased can be refrozen for all time to interact with the living, whether it can be for a comforting chat, a bit of advice, or even just as a fun trick at parties. It's these beliefs that have drawn some of the country's most gifted psychics to Lilydale, and today it remains one of the best-kept secrets for communing with the dead. People come here for a lot of reasons. Susan Glazer, executive director of the Lilydale Assembly, told Huffington Post, they come for the private readings, the workshops, or they come just to be. It's a beautiful place. You don't have to talk to anybody, but you'll never meet a stranger. Every year, the quirky little town sees about 22,000 people from all over the world, most of them eager to connect with the loved ones they've lost. Each day, numerous services occur in places like the Forest Temple, the Healing Temple, or the Inspiration Stump, during which one of the community's numerous psychics will deliver messages from the dead. We're here to prove that the community of life, that it goes on, to let you know that loved ones are well, that they care about you, that they're around you, says Glacier. We're not entertainment. We're not psychics. We do not do tarot cards, tea leaves. We are a recognized religion by the United States of America. The sad part about spiritualism for me is that it used to be so easy and still could be so easy and is faked a lot of the time. The knowledge that spirit communication can be faked through things like cold reading and parlor tricks is something that the community of Lilydale takes seriously. But how do you tell the gifted from the gifteder? By proving your talents, of course. Any medium hopeful for a spot in Lilydale must first pass a series of rigorous tests, background checks, before they're permitted to join the Lilydale Assembly. To boot, the Assembly offers refunds to clients who believe they've been given a false reading. Good luck getting your local psychic to offer you a refund. If a Lilydale medium gets too many bad marks on their ungifted butt, is sent back to the streets. In the month of June, the town officially opens up to visitors for the duration of the summer, and those looking to make contact with the other side can pay a small fee to enter the gated community. That fee gives guests access to a rotating selection of daily activities, from spiritual healing sessions to Reiki lessons, even spoon-bending parties and private consultations with psychic medium of your choice. One of the most interesting pieces of history found in Lilydale is the original site of the Fox Sisters' Cabin, now a memorial for the two girls who arguably launched the entire spiritualism movement, even if their actions weren't exactly up and up. Fun fact, in nearby Rochester, you can even visit the original wrapping table. The Fox Girls used to contact the dead, complete with the secret knocking mechanism operated by foot. Those who find themselves entranced by the community's strange vibes can even book a week at the Maplewood Hotel with other curious out-of-towners. They might have to share their rooms with a ghost or two, but they don't mind. That's why they've come to Lilydale, after all. This place radiates peace, love, and a gentle healing energy, one medium told ABC News, and everyone feels these things. If you're planning to visit the City of Light, whether it be to comfort or pure curiosity, the town locals only have one important word of advice. If you come with an open mind, you just might find the answers that you're looking for. I found that really unique. I didn't know about Lilydale. I find it really amazing that people who want to be there, psychics and mediums and stuff like that, have to go through rigorous testing. I don't know how to say this. I got an email. I've had a few emails now, and it seems that people like when I talk about my personal insights, my personal stories, and my opinions on things. That seems to be people's favorite part of the podcast, and I need to realize that I need to start doing that more, because I find myself falling back into what I used to do. So I always worked under fake names. I didn't want people to know what I was doing. If I went into a situation to work with a paranormal team, I wouldn't tell them about what I had done. I would be very quiet. I wouldn't share on Facebook or any of that, MySpace back in the day. I kept it more as a secret thing, and that's because when people find out that you're into that kind of thing, there's some very eccentric people that come out, and there's also people who are your friend only for that reason. And then here comes the other part, and I don't want to upset anybody here, but I've been with numerous people who say they're these gifted people, and they go on and on and on about their gifts and what they do and all this kind of stuff. And for me, what I see is so right in front of me. It's not a second guess. It's not a, oh, maybe it's this. Oh, I'm getting like this kind of small message. For me, it's like dead set in front of me or in my head, like a memory. And I'll be in a room where, let's just make up a fake example. Say I am at a open haunted thing. So say it's like a haunted event where there's lots of people, and I'll be in a room, and maybe in my head I'll have a memory of this little girl, or I have like a complete draw on the room. Like I can feel all the energy. I can tell that nothing bad has ever happened in this room. I can feel it. And for me, I have rooms where I don't get anything at all. I have times where I'm completely shut off and I don't feel anything, or I don't open myself up enough. But there's some rooms where I'm dead set and I'm like, yep, I know this. And, you know, there's not a lot that I'm sure about in this world. But the one thing that I'm sure about is when I get these messages to come through and these feelings, I trust them, because I've learned to trust them over time, because it took a long time for me to trust them. It took me 25 years. It did. And a woman will come up beside me who's been like, yes, I am this, and this is this, and I charge, you know, $150 an hour for people to come talk to the dead. And she comes in this room, and she's like, yes, there's a bald man. He hung himself in this corner. And I just look at her, and I'm like, okay, I don't think this. But then that's an ego thing, and I'm like, well, you know, maybe she did. So then I go into the history. Everything's been documented. There never was a man who hung himself in that room. And I really like that they test their mediums and their psychics and stuff like that, because there's so many people out there who are just playing on your feelings. And that's why I don't do private readings, and that's why I don't put myself out there first, because for me, when I do these, I get really tired, because people's energy, I don't go to Walmart, guys. I don't go to Walmart because there's just too much energy and it makes me too tired. But the fact that they take the time to make sure that these people are going to get good service, and they haven't made it into some tacky tourist kind of convention, that I find amazing. First, I'd like to say that there are a lot of really cool pictures in this article. There's even like a street, and it shows like an overhead, like you can see where everything is. Cool streets: 4th Street, 3rd Street, 2nd Street, Library Street, Buffalo Street. Very weird. But there's cool places like the Healing Temple. It kind of looks like a map for like a amusement park. But right now I'm going to try and find some more, like some personal accounts of things that have happened at Lilydale. And so that might take me some time. But for you, I'm just going to pause and unpause. So look at that. You don't have to do the research with me.
Call and tell us your ghost story, topic idea, or local folklore by calling 1-877-260-3428 or email us at selena@thehauntedestate.com.
So this is pretty cool. I actually found personal accounts, obviously, on TripAdvisor. So we're going to go into some people's actual experiences. This comes from Bob from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He gave them 5 stars, and it is titled Truly a Life-Changing Experience. And this was reviewed in August 2011. I made the trip from Pittsburgh to Lilydale with 3 friends after recommendations from someone who had been there before. I went with an open mind. My childhood was complicated by the fact that my father wasn't the best family man. He was not faithful to my mother and had many interests outside the home. My parents divorced and he remarried, leaving me with a lot of bitterness towards him. During a session at the Forest Temple, a spiritualist named Victor picked me out of a crowd of about 100 people. He started describing my father's profession. He told me that he was coming to me with profuse apologies. I was immediately jolted by the fact that Victor relayed that my father said to tell me that when he was here on earth, he had no comprehension of family values, and he only realized upon passing over the pain that he had caused myself and my family. Victor said that he had sincere tears of apologies in his eyes. The best was yet to come. Upon closing the reading, as an afterthought, Victor said to me, "Who's Harry?" He said this with validation. My father was telling me that Harry was there with him. Harry was a very dear, longtime family friend who had passed away almost a year ago. I now have no doubts that life goes on after the other side. This experience has allowed me and my family to forgive my father and to move on without the burden that was always dragging along with me. Thank you, Victor. Thank you, Lilydale, for providing this life-changing platform. That was really, really nice. The next is called Trip to Lilydale. It was reviewed by Lara from Ontario, which is pretty cool because I'm from Ontario. And this was also reviewed in August 2011. I watched the HBO special on Lilydale and thought we should go. I stayed at the Leo Lynn Hotel just outside the gates of Lilydale. Our room was basic, double bed, no heater, air conditioning, or TV. We upgraded to ensure that we didn't have to share a bathroom. We went to the healing service. It was interesting. The gate fee was $10 per person per day. Is a bit much. This fee is on top of your hotel. There were seminars, etc., but it all costs money. Prior to going on a maid appointment, Gretchen said she was quite accurate. However, $70 for 30 minutes was expensive. If I returned, I would stay in the town of Fredonia at a modern hotel and drive to Lilydale. But really, once you've been, you've seen it all. She gave them 3 stars. The next is from Zneed from Brampton, Canada, which is also in Ontario. So I'm guessing there's a lot of people into this kind of stuff in Ontario, which makes me really happy. His is titled Just Like HBO and gave them 3 stars. After seeing the HBO documentary on Lilydale, we decided to swing by on our next shopping trip to the U.S. It's quirky and not for everyone, as seen on TV. I'm not a spiritualist, I'm not going to be able to say it anytime. I am not a spiritualist and went just out of interest and curiosity. The ceremony at Inspiration Stump was interesting as well and is beautiful underneath the forest canopy of very tall trees. Aside from spiritual aspects of Lilydale, the town is beautiful. The architecture of the period, wood construction, and homes are very interesting. The entire town is a lakefront community with a picturesque on a summer day, where food is available at local places. Parking is free and ample. Lots of the homes have nice gardens. It does cost about $10 a person to get in, and seniors over 80 and kids are free. That was also done in August 2011. I'm kind of curious why there's no new ones, because I'm going to be completely honest. I'm actually thinking right now. My husband has vacation coming up, and this seems like somewhere I really want to go. And how cool would it be if I could go and then do an episode on it, which would be really, really cool. The next one is titled Nothing to Rave About, also 3 stars. The HBO documentary prompted me to go to Lilydale. I'm as open-minded as the next person, but I wasn't that impressed. I have to agree with Spunky Witch as far as the mediums was very general. I don't know if HBO made Anne Gelman too famous, as she never returned phone calls for an appointment, not even to say if she was booked. I tried to make an appointment for 4 months in advance. I thought $300 for a reading was a bit expensive, but HBO portrayed her as being the best ever on their TV special. Even her seminars seemed to be the most expensive. I wasn't impressed with the Maplewood Hotel. No elevator for a 3- or 4-story building. You have to book months in advance. Knowing that, knowing what I know now, I would have booked a hotel off the premises and had a nice bed and a decent bathroom. It would have cost a lot more, but it would have been a lot more comfortable. So she's not very happy about that. These aren't looking very good. Let's go to one. Okay, good news, everybody. I found some new reviews. This one is from 3 weeks ago. It is by Monique, and she's from New York. And it is titled, "You Don't Have to Be a Believer to Benefit," and she gave them 5 stars. "This is a special little community of special people, some who are truly gifted and able to reach across to other realms. Whether you're a believer, a skeptic, the messages you might receive from departed loved ones might astound you. Often they're very specific and certainly open about the possibility of it being true. How can this be? I have no clue. But I know that I received a great deal of information from my many beloved deceased, my husband, information that this medium had no way of knowing. It was comforting and for a time helped me with the doubt." The next one is from March, and it's from Dana from Buffalo, gave them 5 stars. "Willa White is the real thing. I had an off-season reading with Willa White. The things she told me were spot on. I have had many readings, some good, some bad, some terrible. Willa is not only a great medium, but she has a certain personality that is kind of non-judgmental and real. I sat with her for an hour. It seemed like 15 minutes. She has a great sense of humor. I laugh many times with her. She's the best medium that I've been to. She knew things that no one else would know. Willa is gifted when it comes to the spiritual world. If you have plans to go to Lilydale, make sure you book an appointment with her. She's worth every cent." We have another one. This is Ron from Hillsboro. "Suspend reason and listen to a reading from beyond the grave." He only gave them 2 stars. "It's an overpriced tourist trap for those wanting readings linked to your dead people. If you really want to spend your money on a good hoax, go for it, but there's also better options." Ooh. Next is from Krista, and she titles "Peace, Just Peace," and gave them 5 stars, and this was in September of last year. "If you're looking for peace, peace for yourself, peace for others, peace for the world, Lilydale is the place to be. This is a spiritualist community in upstate New York. Many of the residents are mediums, but you will also find healers and also that will share messages of love, acceptance, and understanding. It doesn't matter where you are in your life path. If you're even just looking at these reviews, Lilydale is calling you." Oh, that's really beautiful. Let's go out on that, because you know what? I think Lilydale is calling me, and I think I'm going to have to find out exactly how far away that is. Oh my gosh, guys, I just paused and I went on the Google distance calculator thing. And guess what? Lilydale is exactly 2 hours and 46 minutes from my house. And I can't believe I haven't heard of this. And guess what? It's going to happen this July. I am going to go to Lilydale and I will do an episode about my experiences there. Truth be told, I've never been to medium. I've met mediums. I've gone to their, what's the word? Conferences. I've gone to their, what is it when someone... speeches, talks, workshops. I've been to all of it, but I've never had a personal reading. I've never had a medium ever pick me out for a reading. So I'm going to find out, maybe that Willa, I'll have to book in with her. And wow, I'm really, really excited. So that is all for today's episode of The Haunted Estate. I hope you really enjoyed it. I enjoy making them for you. Don't forget to go to thehauntedestate.com. Everything that I use today, the links will be cited underneath blogs, episode links. You can find that there. There's also a donate button if you want to donate, because, you know, it's really not free doing this. And I love you. Do you love me? Give me money. I'm kidding. I'm not here to beg, but it's always there if you want to click it. Also, I will be putting all the links from this episode. I already did that part, Selena. Shut up. Anyways, please, if you want to email me anything, and because I found out that feel really like my insight into things, my personal stories. If you have any questions, please send those to selina@thehauntedestate.com. That is selina@thehauntedestate.com. Have a wonderful day, guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.